Hello and welcome back. I want to talk for a minute about using empowering mantras. We've certainly learned up to this point that we all have a negative inner voice, or we all have an inner voice, and oftentimes what our inner voice is communicating to us is negative or counterproductive to what it is that we're trying to accomplish. As a matter of fact, I read a statistic at one time, a long time ago, that said that we talk to ourselves approximately 50,000 times per day. And believe it or not, about 80% of that communication with ourselves is negative. So we have, you know, we certainly have an issue. We have to confront this. We have to become more conscious of our inner voice and conscious of the power that it has over us, how it can impact us and prevent us from taking action. And that's a lot of what this program is all about. It focuses so much on thought, and it focuses so much on different ways that you can conquer and challenge your inner voice. Now, using empowering mantras, you will find that on page 15 in your manual. And this is a really simple but effective way to sort of counteract your negative voice. So what you do is when you catch yourself having a negative inner conversation, or when you catch yourself talking yourself out of calling a prospect or calling a customer, you can actually counteract your inner voice with a mantra. One of the favorite ones that I use, and if you listen to the first four audios from the calls that I was making, I think I referred to them a couple of different times. And my favorite mantra is, I focus on what I want. And what I do is I just repeat that in my mind over and over and over again. I focus on what I want. I focus on what I want. I focus on what I want. And the goal is to try to reprogram myself so that when I catch myself having that negative inner conversation, I can drop that mantra out and just say, I focus on what I want. I focus on what I want. And then it totally changes my energy. It totally changes what I'm focused on. And then it gives me the courage. It gives me the energy that I need to go ahead and make the call and push through. One of the other ones that I love to use, and I know some of the people that I've coached have used this one and used it with great success, and that's simply the mantra of don't think. And just say it over and over and over again. Again, when you catch yourself trying to talk yourself out of making a call, just start to repeat yourself. Don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think. I remember one time very recently when we were cleaning windows here at the house, and one of the windows was up on the second floor, and I happened to be really afraid of heights. And I had to get up there, and I had to lean over because the porch was blocking, and I couldn't put the ladder in a position where I could get directly under the window. So I had to go up the ladder, and then I had to lean over to my right to actually clean this window. And my palms were sweating, and man, was I a nervous wreck. But I kept repeating to myself as I was going up the ladder, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think. And I was able to actually complete the action and get it done. So mantras are really a simple way to go ahead and, again, counteract your negative thinking, counteract your negative storytelling. Remember, too, I think it's really important, and I'm not sure that I've mentioned it up to this point in the training, is I want you to remember that you are not your inner voice. The goal here is to remember that you are not your inner voice. You are the observer of your inner voice. I'll say that again. You are not your inner voice. You are the observer of your inner voice. I often refer to my inner voice as my gremlin, because I want to keep that separation. I want my gremlin to be separate from myself. I observe my gremlin. And then once I am in that position where I'm observing and I view the inner voice as separate from myself, now I can take control of that. Because I'm just outside and I'm looking in, I'm observing it, I can control it. I can decide what it is that I want to believe. I can decide what it is that I want to give power to. So come up with some mantras. We gave you some blank spaces there to come up with some of your own. Some of the ones that we use are listed there. We use don't think, don't think. We use I focus on what I want. We use suck it up, princess. That's one of Nancy's favorites. And there's some other ones listed. I can't remember off the top of my head what those are. But my two favorites are I focus on what I want and don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think. So utilize those. One thing that you can try right away is if you have somebody that you're not calling, or you've been talking yourself out of calling, try it. Grab that person's phone number, get it in front of you, and then as soon as your inner voice triggers, because it will, You're going to start talking yourself out of making that call. Start to repeat yourself. Repeat to yourself, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think. And while you're saying that, just dial the phone. Don't think, don't think, don't think, dial the phone. Next thing you know, you're on the call. So give that a shot, and I will be sharing more audios soon. Talk to you later.